I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please take the roll.
Commissioner Micklig?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Solomon?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excuse
me. Yes.
Please rise, join with me in pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you all for being patient. That was our Community Development Authority that ran over, as you may have guessed. With that, we have approval of the minutes, regular meeting of Thursday, February 7th, 2013. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Public hearings, business items. Item A, Gray Wolf Partners, Inc. Mr. Beadle?
There is a public hearing on this, but if you wish, I can give you a brief introduction.
Yes.
The applicant, the owner of the property, this is the Ashley Furniture Store, but Ashley doesn't own the property.
Do we have a slide or anything? People can know where we're talking about.
And this will be on 27th Street, south of Menards, south of Sam's Club and Walmart. The owner of the property wishes to rezone their property from B2 to the PDD, Planned Development District, that Walmart and Sam's Club has. And further, to change that zoning ordinance to allow manufacturing and warehousing, distribution and warehousing to be a special use within that zoning classification. So this would be the first step. Ashley's in there right now. We've been told that Ashley is going to be leaving that building shortly. They don't have a tenant in hand right now that wishes to take advantage of this change. They say that they had been looking to lease out the back of the property for a while and had people interested in doing warehousing and distribution.
May I stop you? I had a person came into the counter just about 5 minutes to five today asking for a map of it. And she was under the impression because of the write-up that this was Walmart, that this is the Walmart building,
No. Or
that this is the Sam's Club building.
No.
And I just want to clarify for everybody that's in the audience that this is not the Walmart facility. This is Ashley Furniture.
Correct. The only relationship is they're immediately adjacent to one another, and Ashley wants to share that same zoning classification. But it's different owners, different properties, different uses, but they just want to have the same zoning classification as the Sam's Club and Walmart. So again, this would be the first step. If this was approved, and by the way, staff is not recommending approval. If this would be approved, whoever would want to use this building for warehousing or distribution would still have to come back to the city for approval of a special use. So again, there is a rezoning involved here. This requires the public hearing that will be held this evening. Whatever recommendation the Plan Commission may have is just a recommendation to the Common Council. It would be forwarded to the Common Council along with whatever public input we receive, and the final decision is made by the Common Council.
Okay. Why is Planning Department recommending rejection of this?
It is not consistent with the city's comprehensive master plan, and it's also not consistent with the 27th Street plan. Both those plans envision this area to be a regional shopping center destination,
okay,
not manufacture, not distribution or warehousing.
Regional shopping center as in Southridge?
Yes.
Bayshore?
Yes.
We were just talking earlier about the change in the plans in Oak Creek, where they went out to the National Conference Center with the developers, and they came back and basically said that they had to revamp all their plans. They couldn't do the Bay Shore, and they couldn't do the regional shops because their economy and the household income wouldn't support it.
Yes.
Does that apply here?
To a certain extent. Again, we're dealing with, in this instance, an already developed parcel. They're not looking to redevelop this property. They're looking to use it pretty much as is. The approvals, so the building remains on the site. It's still being used by Ashley for at least a little bit longer. The approvals that granted this Ashley's development specifically addressed the concerns, and we have received comments from some neighbors who have concerns. And addressed it at that time. It limited very severely the amount of warehousing and distribution elements that Ashley could have as part of this. For instance, they were limited to how many semi-trucks they could have. Most of them were just vans. They would only come and go during certain hours. They would all be back before the end of the evening, those kinds of things. So that's the history on this project. So those concerns of a future warehouse or distribution use here was a concern back for the original approval of Ashley.
Okay. My recollection is this is under the same PDD as Walmart?
They're proposing to put it under the same.
Oh, so it is?
It is not right now.
Because okay. When we went through the renovation for Walmart, it was discovered that they were in a PDD, and because of that, they did not have to comply with the 27th Street Corridor standards. They voluntarily came around after some negotiations were held with them.
Although the main point or the main reason was they were still increasing the building by less than half. If they would have doubled their building more, then they would have had to still, even though being in the PDD, if they would have doubled their building in size, they would have had to meet the 27th Street standards.
Okay, and their position was absolutely none.
Yes, they didn't wish to, and they didn't have to, but voluntarily came very close to those standards on their own.
I mean, I think the city's position was that we wanted them to come up to the
27th. Yeah, we encouraged them to.
But because they were in a PED, I don't know that there was actually a finding because it never went to court, but my recollection is we had a team that went down there and negotiated with them, and that they voluntarily did that.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking all these questions is because we're talking about when the 27th Street corridor plan was first put in place. It was projected to be a regional shopping center from Rawson Avenue to South County Line Road, and then it was also the. I'm talking about the initial meetings that I was in on, and then it was expanded down to College Avenue. But almost everything has been developed from College Avenue to Rawson. There's maybe one or two parcels that have not been developed.
And the immediately adjacent, as you can see on their photo, the old Fadrill site would be the last remaining large parcel, but most of that has been contaminated, although closed. Meaning that there are limited uses that can be made of that property.
Right, maybe a parking lot or something. Where I'm going with this whole thing is, sorry, but I'm going off of this report because from Oak Creek that basically said the whole world is, the whole game has changed. And they thought that they had a really good idea down there, regional shopping center, only to find out that they needed to revamp all their plans. Do you think this is going to be from Rawson Avenue College that's going to be a regional shopping facility?
I think it already is. With what we have on our side and what we have on the Oak Creek side, I believe it is.
With Pick and Save and with
Walmart, Sam's Club, Menards, Lowe's, Home Depot, all those combined to create the center.
And how much of that do you think is compatible with the 27th Street corridor standard?
For this particular portion, all of them?
No, not that they need to come up to it, but how many of them, the architecture and everything, would fit?
Oh, from an architectural standpoint, no. They do not meet those standards. From the uses, the types of uses envisioned for this area, they meet the plan.
Yeah. Where I'm coming from is I'm looking at the letter that was sent from Gray Wolf, and then I thought I saw Mr. Chaffin's, Barry Chaffin's name in here about what is possible, what is not, them being in the real estate market, what they think is achievable and what is not achievable. And I know that we have the corridor standards, and I know it's by ordinance, but are these things really achievable anymore?
I would say yes. I would say because of the current economic and market conditions, everything will take longer. But I would say that fulfillment of the 27th Street corridor plan is still achievable. It just will take longer.
But from College to Rawson?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or comments? If not, I'm going to open it up to Mr. Micklin.
Well, I think when we look at present economic conditions and then plan based on that, we're selling ourselves short. We have to think long term. And one of the things that was just in the news recently was the fact that these giant Walmarts are seeing giant reductions in their revenue. And it's the cities and towns that plan ahead for the smaller local businesses and some of the smaller chains that are able to fill those spots. These houses back here did not have in mind shipping and manufacturing a few yards away from them. There's no site break or anything between these houses and that area there. So I think we should do the best we can to maintain the plan and stay retail up here as long as we possibly can.
I guess as you guys have heard me for so many years that's getting tired of it, but you know, when I look at these plans, I do think that we should always seek the highest and the best use. I think we have. I mean, the slideshow that you'll see a little bit later shows that the architecture and the buildings that have been approved were very nice. But I always, as the mayor, I'm always looking at how we as a city are going to pay bills. And the governor just came down with his budget. He just froze state aid's shared revenue. And so this last year and the year before that, it was extremely hard to try and make payroll. So I think that's why we have a plan commission, why we have a different mix on here, so everybody has their input. Maybe I'm just reeling from that report that I saw for the Drexel Town Center that all of their plans that they had were completely redrawn because of the economy and because of what the national retailers had said. Alderman Solomon.
I do recall when this went, I do believe this is the old Menards store before they moved across the street. I do remember the controversy with the even the limited amount of semi-traffic that we put on this particular facility because of the neighbors' unrest to the west area over there. And we put some very, very tough restrictions on that. Now, to turn that into manufacturing and or warehousing, I don't think would serve the purpose of number one, the corridor, but I don't think it's going to serve the purpose of those residents back there either. So I'm not too sure that I could support manufacturing and trucking in that particular location.
Yeah. The city attorney is saying that we should
listen to the
public hearing.
Public hearing.
Okay. I just want to be clear. I misspoke earlier, and I just heard Alderman Solomon mention too. They're only proposing distribution in the warehouse. I mistakenly said manufacturing, I believe, earlier in my presentation. Only distribution and warehousing is what they're proposing here.
Okay. I'm going to open this up for public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, please read the public notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 21st, 2013 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Gray Wolf Partners, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 13, to in part expand the district boundaries to include and provide for the rezoning of an adjoining to the south approximate 19.7 acre parcel and potentially an adjoining to the south approximate 2.92 acre outlot from B2 General Business District and FW Floodway District to Plan Development District Number 13 and FW Floodway District, and to allow for warehousing and distribution uses and other uses subject to special use and or other city approval within the existing building on the 19.7 acre parcel.
All right, I'm going to open this item up, item 3A, for public hearing. Does anyone wish to comment regarding item 3A? This is your time to weigh in on the what you think about the project, what you've heard so far. Thank you.
My name is Andrea Rogatich. I'm from Gray Wolf Partners. And I just want to provide a little bit more information and background because I think there are a few misconceptions that are out here from what I've heard. You know, just to start out with, there's not an owner. And I think that, you know, when you hear the name Ashley, you automatically assume that it's a big business. And it's not. And in looking around the room here, there's approximately the number of owners that are in this room. And they probably look very similar to all of you. They invested in this building for their future, for their retirement, and they want to work with the city to save this investment. Right now, we have Ashley, who's given notice to us. We have had more than half of this building empty for just over a year, and we've been trying to market it, you know, very diligently, and we've been very unsuccessful in the market. Now that we've got notice from Ashley, they are going to vacate at the end of July. And that's what's really pushed us to try to have the rezoning done. Yeah, we're not dead set on trying to have it a distribution center or a warehouse. There are other uses that fall under a warehouse user, which we feel might be compliant with what your general idea and vision is for the 27th Street corridor. We're aware of what your vision is, such as a jump house user, which is a family-oriented business, a flabbergast, another type of blow-up facility, which is, again, a family-oriented business, which we feel may be something that you would consider that might fit into your corridor, but would also provide the owners the opportunity to save this asset. So that is what is motivating the owners to have you even just consider and give them a chance to have the levity and the opportunity to just see what else is available to put into this space, not necessarily to intrude on your quiet enjoyment of your home. That's not what the motive is.
Ma'am, if you could please address the chair.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we just want to clarify what, you know, their general interest is here. And we just want the opportunity to have the levity and the scope to obtain the tenant that they feel could continue to have a viable business here on the corridor.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I had heard that several weeks ago that Ashley was looking to close and that they were going to move someplace. And they had a planning manager call, I believe, the manager over there, to find out if that, in fact, was true, and I think the answer was yes. And they're looking at maybe 2 months from now, something like that.
Yeah, he didn't give me a concrete time frame.
Okay. But the answer was yes.
Yes.
But, okay.
And
so, well, I think it's pertinent to the to the discussion. I mean, that's correct, that Ashley is moving out.
Their lease actually terminates July 31st. They're done, and the building will be vacant.
And so, absent something happening here, you don't feel that you're going to be able to fill that building?
Well, we are going to try our best and continue with the efforts that have been forthcoming. However, you know, it looks very grim. We have suffered the lack of revenue of greater than 60% of that building for more than a year. And, you know, the income needs to be generated to continue to, you know, carry the property. So it's not looking good.
One of the letters that's in our packet, I don't know if you have it or not, but I believe the real estate agent, Mr. Chavin, is talking about if, in fact, Ashley moves out and the building is vacant, that the city could lose something like $50,000 a year in revenue. So I don't know if you have that.
I have not seen that letter. I can't comment on it.
Okay. I thought it was important for the plan commissioners to understand that we're talking about a building that probably in short order is going to be vacant, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on the so-called main drag of the city.
Right. And ultimately, you know, the decision to rezone still does not say that any tenant we put in there is our decision. Ultimately, that grants us special use, which then we do still reapply with the city to have you then approve whether that tenant does fit, you know, your criteria again. And, you know, it doesn't serve us any benefit to chase down a tenant, which ultimately we know is not going to be approved anyway, because we know what you're looking for.
Do you plan on making any changes to the building itself architecturally, or you said jump zone, or is there going to be any major structural changes to the building?
At this point, we don't have any plans in place. That would be driven a lot by the tenants that would be, you know, okay, interested in the space.
Right. Anything further?
No. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak during the public hearing? Yes, sir. And if you could, please state your name and address for the record.
Peter Main, 6752 South 34th Street. So I live directly west, in fact, right around this area, the condominium, Victoria Place. Actually looking right out in that area. You seem very concerned about the loss of revenue associated with this. I feel that if we move to a distribution warehousing type, you also run the risk of lowering the property values of the properties on the west side. Assessed value on each one of these buildings, I'm assuming $150,000 per unit, four units, you're looking at about $5 million. Assessed value. So if those values go down, the revenue goes down as well.
Great argument. Just so everybody understands, the reason I brought up the revenue is because with the changes in state law, we can only raise levy pursuant to net new construction, and yet the changes to collective bargaining for police officers and firefighters has not changed. So those unions are still asking for wage increases. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? By the way, sir, excellent argument.
Member Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'd like to know why the view that I'm seeing here shows sycamores going through. Is that just a mistake? I thought that was a...
That is a major mistake as far as I've said it 100 times, as long as I'm the mayor, it's never going to go through, and I think the council has taken huge steps to make sure that never goes through, and I would tell the staff to all future plans is to get that off of there. City attorney?
I actually saw a map of the area on an unrelated matter.
Just so it's clear, it would be over my dead body, and that would be after I veto it, and I might come back just to stop it anyhow. So we've been down that road too many times.
Yes.
Right. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing?
My name is Steve Koenig, 3307 West River Meadows Court, on the lower court. My neighbor, but basically have the same concerns as the gentleman that served before us as far as the property values. We've seen a significant drop. Over the past few years, the city just did the assessments, I believe, a year or two ago. And we also saw quite a hit garbage trucks don't necessarily respect us early mornings a lot of the times. So you can hear it banging around. So any noise levels that would be increased would be a concern of most of the neighbors there. I guess that's kind of...
Yeah, I was hitting Mr. Bennett because he's... He manages the garbage truck.
Sure.
So
I actually know Mr. Bennett. I grew up with those kids.
Oh, all right. Is he okay?
He's all right.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Yes, ma'am. Again, if you could, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Marilyn Herzberg. I'm also with Gray Wolf Partners. I just have a couple other comments. I think Andrea represented our position very well. Couple other points I'd like to make. We have been, for the last year, attempting to find a new retail tenant, knowing that Ashley could possibly leave. One of our challenges is it was built for Ashley's use, and they specifically needed the warehousing to house the furniture that they delivered. They've since moved that whole operation to Arcadia, so they are no longer using that. To find another retailer who needs a retail showroom with a distribution warehouse that is approximately the same size and square footage as their showroom is very difficult. MLG has been listing it for about a year, and we really have had no retail activity at all. We've looked at potential cooperative uses with Ashley, thinking if we could find someone who is complimentary, carpet, like a video type use or something like that, we thought maybe Ashley would stay. If we could find somebody who would take a portion of their showroom and maybe need some of the warehousing, and again, have come up empty at this point. I was here early enough to see some of the photos, not all. I know there was some mention about other developments that have had leasing that has been achieved, and in many cases it sounded like there were some PDD changes that were made to help accommodate that. I hope you'll consider that in this case as well. Let's see. This is about 52,000 square feet of warehouse. This is not a cross-dock, major warehousing-type operation that would go into a facility like this. I think it's a much smaller operation. And again, we've looked at things that are not necessarily warehouse trucking-type uses. I appreciate the comments about the garbage trucks. I'm not sure if they're Ashley's garbage trucks or if they're Walmart and Sam's. Could be either one. And again, I think if we had the opportunity to bring to you potential uses that still need city approval, that's really what we're looking for, is to be able to expand the opportunity to find a viable tenant.
Can I ask you why it's been so difficult to get retail to come in there? And I would ask you to be brutally frank.
I think some of it is rate expectation. When the Ashley deal was done, the market was very different. We're not going to get the same kind of rates we had today. That we had with Ashley. The deals that have been done along the 27th Street corridor have been very low rate deals from what we know from the market. They're so low in a rental rate that it almost doesn't make sense. We are having a hard time balancing the financing and the rate and trying to make the deal work. And frankly, again, you're trying to fit potentially square peg in a round hole. You're trying to find a retailer that fits in something existing. So we have a challenge from the get-go. There's a lot of things at work, and the economy has been terrible. Retail certainly is starting to come back, but again, you're competing with some of these big boxes that are empty and have been empty longer than what we've been. Our experience has been here. We're not empty yet in the retail, and the deals that have been cut have been just dirt cheap.
Yeah, we have a pick and save over on Highway 100 that's been vacant for I don't know how long. We have a Century store that's been vacant, and it's not that the people haven't tried or the realtors haven't tried to fill it. And what I keep hearing is the rental, the price for rental is so high in the city, and it doesn't really pay to bring it down because then not really making any money on it. So, but a lot of us are wondering why. Especially with a store like this that has all the traffic. There's a lot of traffic going by there, and they always say that's key to bringing businesses in. Why it's difficult to fill these spaces. I know that Dunham's, up until Dunham's, there was a lot of trouble filling up the Jewel Osco store.
Right, and I think the rental rate on the Dunham's deal was not a great rental rate. I think that was a pretty low rate that was achieved there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? there? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Benita Pintic. I live at 6955 South Riverwood Boulevard in the Union 3 condos. My only concern is noise, because we already get some noise from the airport. Not too much. I'm very pleased to say that it doesn't seem like it's too bad. The other concern is that it says on here, and other uses. What is included in and other uses?
Ms. Steele?
That was a concern staff had as well. It's very broad in general. If the Plan Commission and Council would consider recommending approval of this, we would ask that that be clarified and spelled out. One suggestion would be that it match the special uses that are already allowed in the B2 or B3.
Because, like, would clinics be allowed in and other uses?
Offhand, I don't know.
A medical clinic?
I'm concerned that there might be a Planned Parenthood clinic moving in there, and I don't want it.
It's a public hearing. You're more than entitled to express your opinion. That's what this is for. Thank you. By the way, I haven't heard anything like that, but would be the first time something came up. Please state your name and address for the record.
Andrea Rogovich from Graywolf Partners. The and other uses was a recommendation from Mr. Fuchs because of the mention of the jump house usage and the other things. So he just made a recommendation based on that. And the issue with the rental, trying to get a tenant in portion of the property is, you know, Ashley has been in the front part of the retail. The vacancy has been in the entire back part of the warehouse. It's not zoned as warehouse. So if you can picture a warehouse being zoned as retail or office, what tenant is going to want to put a Pier 1 in a warehouse building? That's what our issue is. And that is why we're having a difficulty trying to lease out the warehouse portion. Because it is actually a warehouse, but it's zoned retail or office. That's the difficulty at this point.
Have you had any meetings with the neighbors in the area as to...
Residential neighbors or commercial?
Many of the neighbors that are here that live close as to what they would think is something that would be more desirable than what's being proposed tonight. I'm hearing that they're not opposed to having it filled up. It's just the type of what's going to go in. Yeah, Mr. Bennett?
Would it be practical to convert the warehouse area to a sales area? It's just a shell, I presume.
It is.
Well, that could be remodeled into a store area, would it not?
And I don't see why it couldn't.
And it wouldn't need a rezoning if it stays as retail, right?
Right. But if you look at the, yes, you're right, but if you look at the demographics of the building as a warehouse, it has dock doors, and it would take a lot of improvements in order to get to that. Also, the proximity of the warehouse based from 27th Street, I don't know what kind of a retail person would want to be there tucked behind the back of the building. That would be a difficult achievement also for a tenant in a retail spot on that prime strip also.
But you could remodel the whole thing into a big retail store, couldn't you not?
I don't see why you couldn't. And that would be quite an expensive task as well.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? You need that lowered?
No. I think I've got it. Diana Gastrow, 6724 South 34th. I live in one of the condominium complexes that's behind Ashley. I remember when Walmart expanded, and they were kind enough to put up a barrier fence, although you can still hear the trucks coming and going. However, Ashley property apparently wasn't willing or wasn't required to do that. So there is no barrier of any kind behind there. And if it was to be turned into a warehouse and distribution center, I think the noise level would be unbearable because, let's face it, most of those truckers are on the road at night. And I personally don't want to hear all that racket over here. And if the council approves changing the zoning so that it could be warehouse and distribution, I think it would be rough down the road to turn around and tell them, well, no, we made a mistake, you can't do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I don't really know the answer. I know that with the Walmart expansion, we insisted upon the barrier being put in place. I don't know the answer for Ashley. Yes, sir.
Hey, my name is Richard Elvers. I live at 6722 South 34th Street and the Victoria Place condos. There's no guarantee, even if they build warehousing or whatever, that they're even going to rent or lease the warehousing out. So they might still be at the same problem. Behind there, there's all wildlife. Everything that comes through there, there's deer in there, there's geese, there's ducks in there, there's owls in there.
Coyotes.
A little bit of everything in there. How would the DNR even let you touch any of that land?
Our experiences with the DNR are probably right on. That's probably correct.
So, yeah, I'm opposed to, you know, they build warehousing in there. You don't know what's coming. You know, you don't know what the final plan is, their final plan. And that's what they're in business for. If they can't keep their tenants there, that's their problem.
Well, that's the purpose of the public hearings, is to listen to the people in the area, our citizens, our constituents. I thought the gentleman behind you earlier had a very good argument.
Yeah, this is very good.
So, anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Is there anyone else? Going once? Going twice? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. And Mr. Deedle, let me actually ask the members of the Planning Commission if you have anything, questions, comments? Alderman Solomon.
If we would approve this, any future use is still going to be a special use?
As it's written now, any warehouse distribution use would be a special use, and they'd have to come back. Any use that's permitted in the B3 would still be permitted. And then we'd be asking for further clarification on what this other uses means. But right now, as it stands, the warehouse distribution would be a special use. They'd have to come back for approval for that. Any individual tenant would have to.
Mr. Fowler.
And also on that, the block to the west, Joe, it shows a lot of floodplain. Almost over half of the lot is in the floodplain. Is that the? It doesn't show here if that's the 500 year or the 100 year.
Not sure.
It looks like the 100 year. I'm just curious about the age.
I believe it's the 100 year, and then the outer, the southern portion, looks like it does have some 500.
There would be some issues with any encroachment into that flood.
Yep.
I think an R is also a stormwater basin.
Yeah, that smaller parcel immediately west of the Ashley parcel would be the stormwater pond for. So that's the parcel that we're also asking be added to the PDD as well.
Is that also one of the reasons you're recommending denial?
The outlot, no.
I'll check.
Well, one of the reasons staff is recommending denial is 27th Street standards. Is there still a functioning 27th Street steering committee or oversight group of some sort? Where do we stand on the 27th Street standards? Because I think the mayor has made some good points. Under the best of circumstances, the 27th Street standards were, at least in my view, somewhat idealistic. Nice if we could achieve them, but they were really born in a different time. Wondering what's the, I think we want to work with properties along this area because it's in the, as the mayor's also pointed out, it's in the best interest of the community to have buildings rented and taxes being paid and so forth. But is there the prospect of a review of 27th Street standards that will take into consideration current economic conditions and perhaps create some more flexibility in what can be done? Is there, what's the new?
There is a group, I believe they meet as required. They did get together to address the streetscaping plan and implementation. So I believe that they get they meet as needed. I believe there have been periodic mentions of looking at this both from looking at the validity of the assumptions that led up to the plan to specific details of the plan. The consultant, Grave, or whoever was working on some other streetscaping related stuff, had offered their services in that regard as well.
City attorney?
Well, staff can correct me if I'm wrong, but whenever I had to deal with 27th Street standards, I looked at Unified Development Ordinance because they're part of the code, not something that people are just talking about. I don't know that the 27th Street steering committee, when it was operational, was ever looking at 27th Street standards, which had already been adopted in the last decade.
I think that they were advising, they were meeting with prospective developers. I remember, I think it was the Ryan Group with the $70 million medical complex near Wheaton Franciscan that actually was turned down because the standards and the ordinances didn't allow for that $70 million medical facility to be built. But I would agree with the city attorney that it's the code. Ford Franklin has representatives that have shown up in meetings with Oak Creek, and I've been going to the meetings as well. So that's pretty much where it sits. And I don't know if you remember, but we kind of hammered on a contract. Formal contract with Oak Creek about who's going to pay for what and streetscape and all.
Well, precisely. It is in our code, but it's in our code after a great deal of effort jointly with the city of Oak Creek. We could initiate a unilateral review and revisions to our code because it is our code if we chose to do so, but that really isn't just within the spirit of what got us to where we are today. Anyway, I was just asking certainly you could undertake such a review. And perhaps at some point we should, because we might do the conditions have changed. I would agree that this proposed change would not be consistent with what was at one time, and as part of the company code, the direction we wanted to go in 2017, perhaps that's something that we should look at. And I'll say, yeah, I think we should work with property owners in the area to be more accommodative where reasonable and appropriate, and that means we have to change the book to the direction. With that. Nevertheless, at this point, I'm not comfortable with a change such as this without something a little more specific to go on. I don't think, or frankly, I don't think this is a good location for a distribution center. Perhaps some type of distribution, the type of distribution that was here with retail in front and some distribution back, that was an accommodation we made when this. When actually a furniture came in, something like that has worked sufficiently well. Maybe that was a one-time thing and won't come back again. I don't know. But a distribution center on its own, I don't think is consistent with where we are now or where we want to move forward. But as I said, we need to work with the property owners and try to be as accommodating as we can with flexibility of uses that are at least reasonably consistent with what's there. And that's the problem I have. I guess distribution center, I just don't see reasonably consistent with the retail that's already in the area.
Mr. Bennett?
I'm just going to mention that yesterday we met with the State Department of Transportation on the reconstruction of 27th Street, which is going to happen sometimes between 2015 and 2017. And we asked that the committee meet again. Because we need to make some decisions on width of sidewalks and other things. So the committee will be meeting again shortly, but they've lately they've concentrated primarily on the streetscape on 27th Street. Not, you know, the zoning was done a number of years ago, and I don't think the committees even dwell on the zoning. They've been more primarily on what type of streetscaping we're going to have on 27th Street.
Okay. I guess the reason I'm also bringing this to up is that there's been a lot of discussions at the Common Council meeting recently about a study by Ehlers and Associates to determine if an expanded TIF district should be put in place. I believe the council did vote to go out for a feasibility study, but there's literally millions of dollars that need to be appropriated in order to bring that portion of the 27th Street up to the original corridor standards, or those that were agreed to with Oak Creek. And so I think as we're going through this, this particular development is helping us to bring focus on to what is it that we want to do in that area, what are we willing to commit to, and then more importantly, what is the market going to bear? What is it going to produce? You know, is this something that, as Mr. Ritter was alluding to, is this something that we're just sticking to because we're sticking to it, or is it that we are also taking into consideration potential billions of dollars that maybe need to be spent, market conditions? You're hearing from real estate agents that are having difficulty filling these buildings. So I think all of those have to factor in here. Although I would also agree with Mr. Ritter that distribution centers and heavy traffic near residential neighborhoods has never been a good formula. We went through this with USF Holland, and that was turned down. And then there's also the whole issue of noise. But I think we have to, as a plan commission, we have to be sensitive to what is achievable, and then highest and best use, of course. You want to always try and achieve that. But we need to live in reality.
And before I forgot, I just wanted to mention Alderman Wilhelm, the alderman of this district, did call us and apologize for not being able to be here tonight. She just wanted to let the plan commission know that she did have some concerns with this proposal, and she had received some calls from neighbors who had concerns with this proposal as well.
So, Mr. Deedle, what's your pleasure?
Staff is still recommending denial to this request. However, the materials are in here that if the Plan Commission wishes to recommend approval, that would be here. Although, in that instance, we would ask for further clarification of what other uses mean.
Does the Plan Commission have to take any action?
On a rezoning request, yes. And then ultimately, council will get the final say.
Do they have to take action tonight?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So what's the desire of the plan commissioners? Mr. City Attorney.
Just one point that there are some bracketed areas of language within the ordinance draft, primarily the other uses, and also I do have one minor technical change after working through everything with the attorney for the applicant, but I would put those into the record for the commission to entertain a motion to recommend approval. Otherwise, it'll be out there and eventually addressed at the time.
Well, I have a prepared motion to my left. However, how long have I been sitting up here? 8 years? 9 years? What I'm hearing is I would propose, is there a motion to deny this item?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
And I believe the movement should set forth a basis for moving to deny, in other words, a rationale. So
I guess what I'll do is I'll just defer to Mr. Haley to make a motion.
The rationale, well, I would make the motion that we deny. The rationale being, I fully understand your situation and what it is that you're trying to accomplish here. It's very difficult for us to make a decision on including this in a district. One of the residents said it's a difficult thing to undo if it doesn't work out. We don't know what the proposed use is. And I fully understand that there are many of them, but I guess I don't understand how, if it has potential as a jump house, why that requires warehousing and trucking type facilities. So without a specific proposal in front of us, it's very difficult. If we had a proposal that made sense, was at least significantly compliant with our standards for 27th Street, fit in with what was there, then I think it's very easy for us to make a decision. But basically, the request is to include it in a PDD and see what comes and hope it's better than what we've got now.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney?
I just wonder if Mr. Haley, if you allow me to answer, would answer the question of whether or not the statement by the city planner that the proposal is not consistent with the City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan and also not consistent with the 27th Street guidelines and regulations would also be a basis for your motion.
Actually, it's probably a more sound basis than mine, but I think they all stand.
And the second was Mr. Mickley. Mm-hmm. Okay, any further discussion? Seeing Mr. Bennett, you had your hand.
Well, I was going to have the exact same suggestion, City Attorney.
Oh, well, sure.
I did, it's right in here.
He does this every meeting. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. I think that was six zip. Mr. Mooney, it was a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Item B, the Rock Sports Complex, LLC.
Yeah.
Phase development of a multi-use sports and entertainment complex. Mr. Deedle?
This item was before the Common Council this week, Tuesday. The applicants, the people leasing the property, would like to make a minor PDD change. They wish to change the previously approved restaurant / bar, which was to be located on that little hill next to the ski hill. It's part of their phase one operation.
Can you bring it up?
Yes.
As we have the $4 million top-of-the-line GIS system.
But so the restaurant was previous restaurant / bar was previously approved. They wish to change it to a bar / restaurant. Common Council fully supports this project, fully supports the concept that this could be a minor PDD amendment. The UDO requires that a decision of that determination of that nature be made by the Plan Commission and then forwarded to the Common Council. So it's up to the Plan Commission to initiate this decision that it can be a minor PDD amendment. The Common Council, you may have noticed in your materials that at the time that we put this agenda together, there was a chance there might be a need for a joint meeting. That's no longer the case. The applicant was confident enough on the comments they heard from the Common Council that they're willing to wait for the next normal meeting to get the Common Council decision on this matter as well.
Can you point to where the restaurant bar would go?
Green button? I believe it's going to be right there. So this is roughly where the parking lot is going to be for that facility, and the facility would be right there.
And that's where the old BMX track was.
Yes. And then the ski hill would be over here. The current lodge is right there.
So that's outside of the hill itself. That's one of the highest points.
Very prominent location. They call it an umbrella bar. It looks very nice. There's some pictures in your materials. The main point, I guess, to sum it up for the applicant is with this alternative of a minor PDD amendment, it works timing-wise perfectly for them. They would like to order this equipment immediately. There's only one place they can get it from. And with a minor PDD decision, there would be no public hearing requirement. If the Plan Commission was comfortable with this determination and approval being forwarded to the Common Council at their next meeting, it would meet their time frame very well.
Okay. I guess just a real quick comment. Do you have the pictures of the bar?
Electronically? I'm not sure.
I mean, I think it's always important to have stuff up for the people in the audience, and
Sometimes we have the press in attendance. I'm sure they'd like to see it as well.
I have my laptop.
Just while you're doing that, for those of you that weren't at the Common Council meeting, I explained what I thought was what the developers had said to me. That said, they really need to have a decision on this as quick as possible. They need to order it. I think they order it from Austria, so that it would be in place hopefully for the season. But there's also a park that's being built around this with an outdoor fireplace. And this isn't, I wouldn't say they're not changing their minds. Their landscape person took a look at this and said, you know, this would be a much better approach for what you're trying to do here. You've got baseball fields over here, you've got a sledding hill over here, and skiing, and everybody's just going to kind of funnel through, and the kids and the parents are going to walk through this. And then Alderman Solomon said, and, you know, old Mayor Taylor, and the soon-to-retire aldermen are going to have some seats over there so they can watch the baseball games, which we're going to do. And it's just going to be absolutely terrific. So it'll be quite an addition to Franklin, especially from the, I think what's there now is about 6 feet of mud. So this is going to be really something very special. And then it's also, for those of you that haven't been over there, this is going to look out over that big expanse of Whitnall Park and the Root River Parkway, and it's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be terrific. So with that, I have two potential motions. One is a motion turning the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment. Is there a motion to that effect?
Second.
Been moved in a privileged way and seconded. Any further discussion?
Very privileged.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend section 15-3.0442 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District number 37, paren, the Rock Sports Complex, paren, pertaining to the restaurant/bar structure? Alderman Solomon?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussions? Mr. Haley?
Just a reminder to my fellow commissioners, members of the audience, that I am an employee of Milwaukee County Parks. I am directly involved in the oversight and construction of this facility. Besides the aesthetics, this does a lot of really great things for the site in terms of flexibility, timing, and what they can ultimately do with it.
Alderman Solomon?
I would first like to thank my fellow commissioner, Mr. Haley, for keeping me informed through the contractor, and I really appreciate that, specifically the area that needed to be filled and moving forward. You're right, I would have gotten a call right away, so that was very, very much appreciated. In talking to the construction manager on this particular project, It's got a real wow factor compared to the original plans that they gave us. This is going to be awesome. I'm not too sure about the weather forecast all the time, but there's going to be some beautiful, beautiful summer days out there where you don't have to go anywhere but right here in the city of Franklin and relax.
Well, and since I've first got involved in Franklin back in, I think, 1999, all I've heard is we really don't have a place where we can all meet and get together as a community, and I think this is going to be it. And I also hope that they're wildly successful, and that there's spillover from this to the other businesses in the city, and will help us to try and fill up some of those vacant storefronts. So. I have another motion. Oh, you made the motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item is the annual report and review. You all have it. Are you going to go through the slideshow?
Sure, yes.
For those of you that weren't here for the CDA meeting, I asked that presentation be put together. The reason I did that is for a few reasons. I plan on having the staff also give this to the Common Council. We've had a lot of new members to councils. We have a lot of new members over the years to plan commissions, CDAs, Fort Franklin. And soon we're going to have two really long-term aldermen, really long-term, 12 years. 13 years, and Alderman Olson probably somewhere is in there, in and out, have been through all of these various projects, but new people coming into this city may not know everything that has either come to the Plan Commission or to the Common Council for approval. And we also have new staff members. I mean, I'm not sure that Oren, Nick doesn't even. Well, now he does, to know about some of the history here. And that, as you were going through the slideshow before, I forgot about half of this transpired. But there's been a lot of discussion out there that Franklin really doesn't have an economic development strategy. The fact of the matter is that we have a plan that's about this thick, called the Ford Franklin First Report. And we have another plan that's like this, and it's called the R.A. Smith Implementation Plan of the Franklin First Report. And then we have, plans for a sewer project I've heard about. And we have plans for that came in from the Economic Development Commission over the years, stating where they thought business parks, future business parks should be located, retail centers. We went out and we looked at 11 different sites because I was on the bus tour and all that, but I don't know that anybody else was on the tour. I don't know that people know that there were probably 16 or 17 meetings over here at City Hall on a Saturday mornings where we went through everything. I don't know that they know that this plan commission went through about 2.5 years of work as a task force in putting together the final comprehensive master plan for the city, and that the plans from the Economic Development Commission, the Ford or Franklin First Plan, the R.A. Smith Plan, were discussed, talked about, modified, but the core economic strategic plan for the city has really never changed since about 2001, that we are still trying to build business parks, retail centers, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, where Wheaton Franciscan is was one of the sites that was mentioned on the plan, and that was before sewers came into being, but because of that plan, that's how the sewers were determined, all that. And then the last piece is that as part of the Comprehensive Master Plan, as you all remember, there's an element in that Comprehensive Master Plan mandated by state law. It's an economic development plan. And that start there, and you can find everything that I just talked about. But what this presentation is about is those projects that have either been approved by the Plan Commission or the Common Council that came to fruition and were constructed, and then those other items that were approved by both the Plan Commission and the Common Council but did not come to fruition for whatever reason, whether it be lack of financing, change of a business decision, didn't want to. I guess one of these is going to talk about a couple that we had in here, decided not to be a couple anymore. And so a restaurant that was proposed for the former Gulf Dome did come to fruition, but so that's what this is about, and I think it's going to help to try and explain things that are going to be out in the public forum in the next few months as to did this happen, didn't it happen? Well, here's the answers right now. So, Mr. Hill.
Thank you. This is a slideshow, slide presentation of 55 of the largest projects that were approved in the city within the last 9 or 10 years. It's not all of them. It's the 55 largest. It doesn't include most of the residential projects within the last 9 or 10 years, but there are a few examples of residential. It does not include the small projects, small building additions, tenant alterations, and multi-tenant buildings. It does not include those. And as a matter of fact, we have roughly 40 to 50 of those a year. So there's a lot of projects that this slideshow doesn't include. These are just the largest. Going through them, these are all the ones that were approved by the city since 2004 or so. Starting most recently, quick trip. I'll probably flash through many of these where they were pretty straightforward projects and then only talk about those that have something different about them. Unless you have questions, then you can speak up. So that was a quick trip. It planned to be constructed sometime later this year. Next, another one approved so far this year, one of the few residential ones. The only thing different about this one, as you may recall, is it was originally approved as a condominium development. Approved the first time as a condominium development, approved again as an apartment development. We just talked about the Crystal Ridge, former Crystal Ridge, the new Rock. That was approved. All the phase one portions were approved. They identified preliminary layouts and stuff for future phases. They'll have to come back for those. That's approved and under construction, the phase one portion. Another one under construction, the medical office building for the Wheaton Franciscan. First of four that they envision to ultimately have, three-story medical office building. They also envision a future expansion of the hospital itself. But the hospital was approved, and this was as well, and it's currently under construction. Suds was on a more recent approval and recently developed or remodeled, mainly on here because it's related to another slide coming up a little bit later, although it was big enough project to count. I just heard something that said there was like over $1 million to remodel that. One of the few projects, and there are a few, but only a few, that haven't been developed. This one, if you may recall, the combination hydroponics aquaculture, growing the fish and the plants. My understanding was that he wasn't able to proceed. He's looking for partners to help him with the financing. Nothing to do with the city. One of the many building additions that we've approved over the years. The Meyer Grocery and Department Store. This is one that the applicant had decided not to continue with. The city had granted 5 of the 6 approvals necessary for this project. The only one that was still outstanding was the natural resource special exception. But even more key to Meyer was they hadn't yet received their DNR approvals, and it was looking like they were going to have a hard time, if at all.
And on that, just so you know, my understanding is the property, the asking value for that property is $6 million. And as many of us know, it's loaded with wetlands. My understanding is because of the wetland issues and the cost associated with that, along with the potential infrastructure improvements, that they thought that the price of $6 million was too much. That's it in a nutshell.
Gordon Food Service, fairly straightforward, recently developed and approved. Forest Hill Highlands, interesting, again, another one of the rare residential ones in this slideshow. Interesting from the standpoint, a very large development being developed in phases. This would be the last phase. Senior housing was envisioned for all this development. They asked for approval to change about half of this last phase into market-rate apartments, and the council approved, and they envisioned building the first building of that market-rate portion sometime this year. another building addition recently developed and approved, or now we're starting to go back a little bit further in time. Franklin Meadows, another senior housing project. As the mayor reminded me, the reason this is on here is it was previously approved with a different condominium.
Was condominium and they asked that it go to apartment because they just couldn't market condominiums to start selling it all.
So, again, examples of the city being flexible and willing to change and approve changes. Fields Bar and Grill was the one the mayor had referenced to. The two partners were involved in wanting to start a restaurant at the old Golf Dome. It's our understanding that that partnership broke up, and that's probably the reason why they're not able to proceed.
Well, for memory's sake, if you go back to that one, you notice the banquet facilities on there, the thing that Franklin was always looking for. Well, you as a plan commission, over lots and lots of discussion, eventually approved it along with the common council, but it just didn't get developed for reasons that are beyond our control.
Yes. Maybar Manufacturing, another building addition in the business park. I should be mentioning some of these where they are. This may have been referenced in the earlier agenda item. This is an example of the Jewel Osco store being redeveloped, successfully redeveloped, but it took a number of years. It was vacant or underutilized for at least 5 years before these two uses came in.
There were like an appliance store was in there, I think, for
yes,
a while.
That was one of them.
And then I know that there was, we had a lot of meetings with nonprofit organizations that were looking at it. And then they came back and they said, well, we can't get the financing. So then it was open again, and eventually Dunham's came in there.
Yes. And we did make some earlier changes to allow a greater range of uses. Two or three years prior to this, the Common Council did approve some expanded uses within that building and helped set up the stage for this to happen. Ross and Professional Offices, that was approved. Two buildings, one two-story building, one one-story building on the corner of 31st and 35th. 31st, looking at the address.
That was also approved by a councilman. Right? I think so. I'm pretty sure.
A prior rezoning, maybe? This particular was just the site plan.
And do we know why it hasn't been built?
The last we heard were that the owner was only going to occupy a portion of the first building, was looking for more tenants to help pay for it all, and we hadn't heard anything since then. Baptista's, a very large, very expensive building addition in the business park that was successfully done. A number of approvals led up to that as well, a number of parking lot approvals, other things, small changes that help lead up to this eventual large one.
Do you remember what the price tag was on that? I know it was $500,000 for incentive, but I thought it was in the $20 million, $25 million.
It's huge.
I'm thinking maybe
it's more.
If we put this on the website, I would try to gather as many of those dollar amounts as I can.
Yeah, and also I think when it's up and running, it's like 400 additional jobs.
Boucher Volkswagen, a normal project, pretty straightforward, remodeling, slight expansion. Southbrook Church, a little bit different. They got the rezoning that refers to the rezoning approval by the council. After they got that rezoning, they had planned on finishing up a site plan and coming back for those approvals. However, they changed their mind and decided to buy an existing church and move into that in Franklin and St. Martin's. And that's what they did. So they still own this property, I believe, but they have no plans on developing it at this point.
Jill, as you go through this, if you can remember, the only project I've seen, two actually, in the slideshow is Steel Solutions and Baptista's that were in an existing TIF district. But I think everything else, maybe something else.
There will be a couple others in the business park, but yes, I believe it's only the ones in the business park.
Yeah, I think almost everything else is outside of a TIF district, and there were little to no incentives given by the city.
Correct.
Like this one.
Yes, Dental Associates. Pretty straightforward. Very nice building on 27th Street. Walgreens, as you may recall, already was in the Orchard View Shopping Center. They wanted a more prominent location, so they built a new building in the parking lot, and that was fairly straightforward.
And with the Walgreens, that was at the request of all the business owners in the Orchard View Shopping Center, along with the property owner, and what they said to us is if that wasn't built, almost all of their businesses would have gone under.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That came about.
This is located in that area next to Culver's, next to the business park. St. Paul's Lutheran Church a few years ago. I believe they tore down the existing church, tried to reuse parts of it in the construction of this one. Another business park building expansion.
So that was in the TIF?
Yes. Yep. And this one is... I was originally going to take it out until staff told me how much it cost. Over $300,000 to make those relatively minor pool and patio and some associated building changes. Because that was my rule of thumb, is if it was less than a quarter of $1 million, I wasn't going to put it in slides. And this was over $300,000. Next step, dance studio on Ryan Road. Pretty straightforward one there, too. Sacred Heart, a very large development. The first two phases have been completed. The third one's under construction. Alderman Skoronski had mentioned earlier that he had heard that the second phase is fully built out, or fully filled up.
Yeah, and I think when I went to the dedication, they told me that every unit had been filled in the first phase.
CVS Pharmacy, one of the outbuildings for the Senex West development. There'll be a couple others that'll come up shortly as well. Hampton Inn and Suites, not built. This was that PDD we created right next to the Suds, next to the car wash at 76th and Ryan.
So why wasn't that built?
Financing fell through for the owner. He was working with Hampton, but I think ultimately it was the lack of the ability to get the financing.
Wasn't he also working with Vita?
Yes. We and you helped steer him towards as many sources we could. Parties, individuals that we thought could potentially help them. Walmart Supercenter expansion on 27th Street. They were increasing the size of their building, almost doubling it, which would have, if they would have doubled, would have triggered the 27th Street standards. But they, on their own, decided to come pretty close to those standards.
You know what's amazing to me is, I don't know about the rest of you, but every time I go by there, it's almost every parking space is full. It's just packed all the time.
Ricky's Daycare, a fairly normal standard project. Zana Salon and Spa, not built. This is part of the Fountains of Franklin development. Approved by the Common Council, or the overlay district was created for this area and the Senex West. Number of approvals, a variance was approved by the Planning Commission to allow them to have this particular parcel not front on a public road. So a number of approvals granted for this project over the years, and the other buildings that were envisioned and never was built.
So everything that the applicant ever asked the Planning Commission and the Common Council to do was approved?
Parking lot changes, floodplain changes, a variance.
But everything that the applicant asked was,
yes,
approved?
Many. Many things. I want to say five.
So what
or six
happened to that one?
I never got a straight answer. That one, I don't know. My assumption is financing, but I don't know.
Isn't there some way that, I think I asked you this, but is there some way that we could get a contract that people have to complete these projects if we're going to go through all this? Or, I mean, I think you told me this is just standard operating procedure, but, you know, for guys like me,
yep,
that... not involved in planning that. This just, it seems that...
Yep, it's on my list of things to look into, the Google. I haven't got to it yet. My guess would be, yes, if we were giving them incentives, we could tie strings to those incentives.
I mean, you think about all of the turmoils that these projects create, and the stirring of the pot, and having one neighbor against another neighbor, and then at the end of the day, they just change their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just...
shouldn't allow you to get divorced either.
Same principle.
Oh, all right.
Office Max by the Pick and Save in 76th and Rawson, pretty straightforward. This building is also in that area next to the business park, not far from Culver's. Very nice building. Cynics West. This is the.
Can you go back one slide?
Lakeshore Medical is the largest.
Yeah, I mean that's a extremely nice building on Ryan Road. More importantly, I was at Culver's last night for the robotics fundraiser, and I've been in there before because they got really good ice cream. But it was really good. What they tell me is since this building, they were not necessarily doing well.
It was slow
with this building and with the rheumatology building. They're packed all the time. You can hardly get in the parking lot during lunch.
Cenix West. Now, this is the building immediately to the west of Cenix on the northern side of that parcel. It was approved. And this is the date of that last approval, site plan change. They made some changes to this on that date. It was previously approved, but then they wanted to make some changes. They also, at one of those times, they were also looking at changes to the other buildings up front. So there were a number of approvals granted for the entire Cenix West. Because remember, Cenix West includes the Cenix grocery store as well as these other outlying buildings. Needed the overlay district to be started in the first place. Then most of those outlying buildings went through at least one or two reiterations, changes to them, that eventually got approved in all cases.
Was this the Dairy Queen?
The Dairy Queen building, I should qualify, it got a concept review.
The higher-end Grill and Chill.
Grill and Chill, yes. That building would have been a multi-tenant building. It would be immediately to the east of the CVS.
So that would have already been open maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
East or west?
West.
Instead, what we have is a nice, big open field.
Yes. But they did get glowing responses at the concept review eventually. Carmel Laboratories, another building expansion in the business park. Vesta, I believe this was in the older phase of the industrial park. Harley Davidson's data center.
Which has been purchased, I understand. Pretty sure it has. It's still functional. In fact, it's going to be even more functional than it was under Harley Davidson.
Good. Shops at Wyndham Village, the first project I ever worked on. Not the best one. I mean, we made them go through three iterations of their plan, staff did, because the UDO set it up that way. If they had major issues with major elements like landscaping or architecture, they had to resubmit their entire plans. So we subsequently made changes to that process that's not required anymore, and we don't encourage it anymore either. It eventually got its approvals, and also there were a number of changes that the council and planning commission approved, architectural changes to the Target, the building, the residential building to the south of this. So there were a number of approvals granted for this, although it was the old-fashioned, difficult review process they had to go through. Staybridge Suites, that very nice building on 27th Street, and they have PDD to help them get the flexibility to build this, and they received the approvals for that. Again, one of the outlying buildings for the Cenix, otherwise straightforward. Northwestern Mutual, the second building, the second parking structure. Andy's and Rawson. It was the very first meeting I came to when I heard common council meeting I came before I was hired, just to see how everything operated, and there were residents opposed to that. Their floor is a very nice building. For the longest time, having problems or difficulty filling up tenant spaces, but I think doing fairly well now. I know they are doing fairly well, but they may have some small room left. Wheaton Franciscan Hospital, approved back in 2006. As I mentioned before, they have had discussions with us that they would like to expand that hospital sometime in the future. They had a date in mind, but then they decided to build that first medical office building instead. That gave them some relief. So now I don't know what their time frame is.
Well, they were quoted in the, with the new medical office building as saying that their flagship hospital is going to be built in Franklin on that location. And in many respects, that's going to be a regional medical center. So I don't know that there's a whole lot of communities that can say that agreement. I get nothing but compliments from people that go to weekends.
I've received a few, too.
That's going to build them.
Next slide.
A fairly straightforward project. Waterstone Bank, I believe that's the one next to Menards. Fairly straightforward. YMCA, you may recall, a number of reiterations of that project. The first one was a large YMCA on the entire property north of Northwestern Mutual.
But they came in, they showed us this plan, went through planning and common council about as fast as you could get anything through. Reality is they just were not able to raise the $12 million that was necessary. And then they came back with many, many plans for that parcel.
At least three.
It's my understanding that they have finally concluded that they cannot raise the funds necessary for lives.
Yes. I forgot to check. I thought they heard that they might have sold that. It might be owned by somebody else now. A large business in the business park, right next door to it, would be Beck, which is now Proteus.
I think the two buildings were worth about $40
million. Yeah, I was in Transpac once.
800 jobs? I forgot. Transpac and Beck.
Yes. Goodyear, relatively straightforward project by Lowe's. Getting to the end. Indian Community School. I've never been inside. Someday I will.
It's too bad. I don't think many of the people that live in Franklin or in this area even know that that exists.
Yes, it's tucked away very well.
Yeah, and it's one of the architectural marvels in the world.
And on an all-naturalistic site.
Yeah. I mean, even little things. Like, instead of rain gutters, they have chains. I've seen that before, but not very many places.
I held an ICC meeting there. And I can still remember Mayor Barrett walking through the doors and going like this. Wow.
Smaller building in the business park. Johnson Bank, very nice building. North Shore Bank. That would be it. 55 of the largest projects in the last 9 or 10 years.
Okay, and then you have maybe 40 to 50 smaller projects.
Every year.
And how much time does that take from the staff?
As I was talking before, less time than it did before, but it still adds up to be a lot of time. I mean, staff... It's enough to keep staff busy. With the streamlining of the development review process, particularly for the smaller projects, we've cut, I did an analysis a year after we started all those changes. We'd cut a third of the review time out.
Now, I've asked you to take a look at how our ordinances stack up against other ordinances. I've asked you to take a look at how our staffing stacks up against other municipalities and certain municipalities. And I think you've looked at Oak Creek, looked at Muskego.
New Berlin. Those are only two in detail.
What's the one at Middleton ordinances? And because there's this perception out there that these municipalities have zoning ordinances that are not very comprehensive or are nowhere near as strict as ours. And yet when you go to those sites, if you don't look at all the PDDs that are contained in ours, I don't know that I can find that much difference between one community and another's. Now, the only thing that I know that is much different is our natural resources protection component. And that's very, very strict. And then I think some of the applications that our building inspectors, I'll call them practices that are in place, that are different than other municipalities. But and we're trying to streamline the process as much as possible. But I don't think, I mean, you just look at all the slides of the buildings. There's some pretty nice buildings that have been improved and are in our city. I don't know that we would want to change that if we don't have to. And you have to, you heard the speech on the economic conditions, but those buildings, I guess I'd put a challenge out. I don't know where you're going to find that many buildings of that quality new in this area.
Like really, you said, I mean, Middleton.
I just went through Elm Grove, nice community. I've gone through Mequon recently. They have very nice homes. They have some great shopping centers. But Wauwatosa is very unique. I think many things in Wauwatosa are, I'd call it quality. But there's 19 municipalities in Milwaukee County. Got New Berlin, Muskego. I don't really know that there's a whole lot of communities that can hold a candle to us as far as quality.
Site plan hindsight, though.
Pardon?
Some site plan hindsight.
Site plan hindsight.
You might remember I used to be the guy with the blog who said, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I still look at some of those sites, and had we, I think if we had another swipe at them, and you always got to think this way, no matter how, I think Michael Jordan looked back at his career and said he could have, you know, dribbled left instead of right, and he still did all right. Right? Sendix, if I were here during that development again, and try to, I would try to get that neighborhood more incorporated into
151st.
Right now, you know, it's separated. We built a sidewalk to it, but I think we've learned from some of that stuff, and I hope we can carry that forward and not make decisions based on present economic realities that we have to live with in the future economic reality, but rather plan in the long term instead of reacting in the short term.
Well, I think that's why we have different people on the Plan Commission with different perspectives. Again, I'm here every day just about, and I have to try and figure out every year how to put a budget together to pay all the bills. And given that the collective bargaining agreements haven't changed for police and fire, we're still looking at wage increases. So
if you don't have net new construction, you've got to find it elsewhere, or you look at closing things down that people love, like the library. So there's got to be the balance. What you're saying, John, what everybody up here, I know, because I've sat here, but everybody cares about this community. But there's got to be a balance. But, I mean, with Kevin, if I had to do Shops at Wyndham Village over, I would have taken Kevin's recommendations. If we could get the developers to do that and turn the whole structure around and had to look at the woods. For the Shops at Legend Creek, that's a very troubling site over there. So, I mean, we approved the Shops at Legend Creek, and council approved it. I don't know that you had that on there.
Nope, concept.
No, concept. But there was great approval for it, and yet they didn't find the financing for it. So it's difficult. Just go down to Oak Creek, go down to their recent neighborhood meetings. With the Drexel Square Center, they've changed all of their plans. I'm sure they didn't want to.
Well, we did something tonight that I think is useful, and that is on 27th Street, they're going to have to think creatively. And they have a good co-working site there. You can turn that into a short-term office space and meeting rooms and things like that. There's nothing like that in Franklin or Oak Creek. There's people asking for it. They want it. But they're not going to give that any thought if they can just put in a warehouse or something. So sometimes that little nudge is what you need to get something that that brings people in. And then that front parking lot right there, there's your new little restaurant or coffee shop or something that people can stroll up to.
Well, I still think your idea with the library and coffee shop is one of the best I've ever heard. But then you got to get it from the idea to who's going to finance it, who's going to
find a rich guy.
Yeah, rich guys. And if you guys haven't read the Drexel Town Center plan, it's on their website. It's, I would ask you all to take a look at it, because that is, I mean, I remember talking to Mayor Bolander about everything that they planned on doing down there, including the library and the thing, and how they're going to have Bayshore and all that. And they went to this conference, it's in the report, everything changed. Okay, what else we got? Thank you, by the way, gentlemen, thank you for putting that together at such short notice. That's very nice. Plan review. I'm sorry, the report. The 12 report.
Not too much to add. I believe I gave it to the Plan Commission before, the annual report. We will be putting it on the website shortly. Probably having some other story, article, something like that related to that periodically show on the website as well. The mayor has expressed interest in that as well. So something like this will show up on the website, the annual report will, and articles that talk about related issues. And I started working on one of them a couple days ago.
Come on, you don't have the bike thing on here. Or do I? Oh, you do. You stop me glasses. Any questions on the report? Everybody seems kind of tired today. You look really tired.
Stay a little longer when you shovel snow.
I've been in planes.
Was there supposed to be a storm?
Six this morning from Washington. I just got the 12 hours. I'm just sorry.
Well, thanks for coming. I don't think you want to miss the next item, the complete streets, given the good news that just came in the last few days with the bike trails and the grants.
Excellent.
It's going to be a front page of the newsletter going out. It's going to thank everyone that was involved in it, especially you and you, and John over there. And the grant writing, I understand, John, you spent a lot of time putting that grant together. And so I think it's two of the best things that have hit the city in a long time.
Well, I had a question, a couple of questions about that. On the budget, it's pendant. When does it turn into actual?
I think we have to look at the core plan. Alderman Wilhelm sent me an email, but I didn't look at it extensively. My stance is I believe when the council directed us to go for the grant, that when they did that, they, in essence, committed to the financing, the matching funds. And Alderman Wilhelm asked, how many funds do we have available? Don't quote me on this, but it's something like $3.5 million in impact fees. And if it's not impact fees, that doesn't mean that we should not move forward on trying to find a way to finance that. Other communities would give their eye teeth to have those two grants. And I think it's just it's one of those really, really, really good things. We get to build a bike path that connects schools and parks and playgrounds and high schools and other Oakleaf bike trails, all that stuff. So.
Will this not also kick start the park that we had there?
Yep. 77 acres that we worked with MMSD on, Green Seams. Oh, geez, it seems 100 years ago. And pretty soon you have a gazebo out there. And I don't know if it gets much better.
Well, when it gets to actual, then it'll be.
I talked to Jack.
It was 5-1, though.
Earlier in the week.
Who's the one? I know who the one is.
Who?
Olson.
Oh, you're right.
We have to wait for an archaeological survey of MMSD lane before we can do it.
And if I see Olson out there scattering pterodactyl bones and stuff.
Oh, no, it's actually, I think it's more for the, is it for the bummer scar snake? It's for ship bone. It's all ship bone, right? State historical preservation.
Yeah, so once that's done, and the legislature's working on changing the law on wetlands and trails, they're figuring that's going to go through, and we can move forward. But I do believe in a week or so, he's going to have somebody look at the condition of the bridge and what it's going to take to fix it. So it's moving forward slowly.
As Alderman Wilhelm said, and I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, we had a lot of peaks and valleys on the Oakley bike trail. I sure hope people remember that one time, I remember talking to Sue Baldwin and a guy named, I think, Amons, and a few other county supervisors. They were kind of okay with just putting it in without having to raise funds. We had all the easements, but because that didn't happen, we then had to go out and people had to raise the funds for that bike trail that everybody in this city loves. In this particular case, you have two grants. You're going to pay for half of the cost. Hello? Let's go do this. I mean, there's going to be a lot. It's going to put a lot of smiles on a lot of kids.
I remember there was some skepticism about getting those grants.
Yeah?
I was skeptical.
I'm not talking about you. We kept you under a rock until we got the other skeptics on board.
Well, I'd thank Nick. I'm not going to say keep thanking him over and over again. It's tiring, but he did a good job, and so did you, Joel. So, Alderman Skronsky did a great job.
Okay.
But Nick did a lot of work on that. Did a lot of us on that. Yeah. I mean, they did work. They really pulled it all together.
Well, I thought it was such a good idea that I changed the newsletter article and put it as the front article, because I think everybody in Franklin is also going to see it as being terrific. If they don't, I don't know. First. Anything else on the connectivity committee?
Meeting March 5th, and let's hope we'll get a quorum now that we have membership.
Unfortunately, I will be in Washington. No.
Don't you have dollar penalties or anything?
We have worse penalties.
Trust me, if it's going to be planes like this, I may not go.
You do look pretty tired.
Skype you in.
We got a problem, I can't.
All right, on that note, is there a motion to adjourn? Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
So this group I met with was all about Hurricane Sandy.